So, what I want to tell you about is poor, poor Big Fatty. Oh, y'all, he came into the coal mine office after going home to take the fiber, because, you know, he has to take the fiber every day. And, he had his iPod Touch up to his ear, and he was talking into it. And now, y'all, I just think it's so sad that he is too fat and lazy to go, it's not even a mile to the Apple Store, and just go ahead and get the fucking phone and stop pretending like the Touch is a phone. What is wrong with him? Y'all might want to check up on him. I am a little concerned. But not so concerned that I'm going to quit eating my popcorn.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Because, you know, he has to take the fiber every day.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 248 of the BFO for Friday, the 16th of January, 2009. And coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to tell you about your reaction to yesterday's show. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. It's Friday. Yay! I hope you are as excited that it's Friday that I am. Because, y'all, it has been, you know, it's just been a week. That's all I'm going to say. It's just been a week. That's it. And, y'all, Big Fatty listened to yesterday's show this morning, and I knew it was a Nattercast. But, y'all spoke up quite a bit with the comments over at the BFO on the Nattercast. And, I mean, it was clearly, if ever there was a train wreck, it was yesterday. And, y'all, I had 8 comments over there. Michael in Stuttgart says, "Oh, dear, the Hot Flash Silver Surfer podcasting in the nude. Maybe you should have named it the Menopausal Cast." Well, it didn't have anything to do with me being hot. It's just hot in this apartment. By the way, y'all, I got a note when I got home here to the Fat Cave, and I don't see where the note is now. Wait a minute. Let me see if that... Yeah, there it is. Hold on a second. This is kind of Wanda Wisdom. You know, I always got to read the papers that are sitting on the table. There's going to be an energy contractor performing plumbing work in the Fat Cave tomorrow, but he will not enter an apartment unless the tenant is present and allows entry. It would be very helpful if you would put a note on your door indicating the time you will be home and can allow the contractor access to your apartment. The work consists of installing water-saving shower head and sink valves, and new water-saving toilets will also be installed. Thanks for your cooperation. And, you know, quite frankly, y'all, I can't sit around here and wait for them to put in new plumbing in the apartment. Big Fatty's got a meeting in the morning. Anyway, back to the comments on yesterday's show. Michael in Stuttgart, in reference to the floggings for $1 a minute, he suggested that what about $20 for 20 minutes of BFO mental spanking till you cry? Well, y'all, you get that for free every day right here, everyone. And then once again, that Michael in Stuttgart, I tell you what, he's becoming as verbose as Kim Beaver used to be. But y'all, she is busy over there at the Daily Mic. She is leaving her comments over there on the Daily Mic is all I got to say. By the way, I'm going to go over to Kim Beaver's site here in just a second. And Michael also wrote that he's so glad that the new dentures stick and fit. Well, y'all, they're not fucking dentures. And y'all, all I got to say is Michael in Stuttgart listens to so many damn podcasts. How the hell does he have time to brush his own teeth, much less anybody else's that comes into his dentist office? I mean, I can just imagine him walking around, I saw Wunderbar, I don't know, that's supposed to be German, but anyway, and listening to the damn BFO. Anyway, John from Ely, who we haven't heard from in a long time, y'all. I was getting a little worried about John from Ely. You know, I met him when me and Miss Kitty, went on our cruise last summer. Oh, and y'all, before I forget, let's do this. It's time for Big Fanny's Cruise Update. Y'all, did I mention I'm going on a cruise? Yes, that's right. In just 51 days from today, Friday the 16th, Miss Kitty and Granny and Miss Porter and I are flying out of the Charlestons, and we are going down to the Fort Lauderdales, and we'll have the two nights down there. And, you know, by the way, I have gotten charged by the In Leather, so all is good with that. But we're going to be going down, and then we're going to be taking the Celebrity Solstice Cruise. And by the way, I heard that Michael from the QCast Connection was going to speak to the Super B about trying to get on the waiting list for that. So who knows? There may be a QCast and Fat Connection there on the Celebrity Solstice. It'd probably be somewhere in the solarium. I should just love that word, solarium. But y'all, we haven't heard a fucking thing yet because, you know, Atlantis has got another cruise that leaves on the 25th, so they're all worried about that one. But once that's over, they'll be looking to get Miss Kitty and me and the rest of us all set. All right, now, y'all, back to John from Ely, who I met before Miss Kitty and I went on that Baltic cruise last summer. He says, you know what? Yesterday it was pussyfooting. Today it's liquor pudding. And has something changed? And, y'all, it's not lick her pudding. It's liquor, as in I need some liquor pudding. Then he wrote a little bit later on, y'all, and said, he wrote later on and said that, I mentioned, well, he didn't post that, he just wrote that to me, but I don't remember what it was now. I don't know. Archer says, if I didn't know better, I would say you were ADD, you were all over the place. Well, hello, of course I was. That's how Big Fatty do. And, but it all came together. Y'all, I got a note from Guru Nudie. Is that right? Yes, Guru Nudie. It just sounds dirty when I say it, y'all. And he found a liquor pudding recipe for me from a place called liquorsnob.com. That's one word, and there is no www there, so I'm assuming you do not have to use that. liquorsnob.com. And it is called Pudding Shots. And you take one small package of instant chocolate pudding, 3/4 cup of milk, 1/4 cup of vodka, 1/2 cup of Irish cream, 8 ounces of extra creamy Cool Whip. Mix the pudding in the milk for a couple of minutes with an electric mixer and then add the alcohol and mix well. Then mix in the Cool Whip. Put into individual serving cups with lids and keep in the freezer. Y'all, that sounds good. We may have to try that. And then Guru Nudie wrote back and said, you know, if you serve black and blue jello shots and call it leather weather, what would you call it when you serve chocolate pudding shots? Shitstorm? And he says he can't wait for another apothecary cast. I guess that was his way of his term for yesterday's podcast. And then Tom and Terry up there in the Chicago's, where, y'all, it is nipply up there. Speaking of that, it is going to 22 here tonight. The rat just told us that a few minutes ago. Only up to 45 on Friday, 17 Friday night, and 46 on Saturday. So, y'all, that really is leather weather. That's going to feel real good. Tom and Terry up there in the Chicago said, oh, Lord, thank God this was not a video podcast. Y'all, it's true because I think most of you would have gotten motion sickness from yesterday's podcast listening to that. Y'all, I'm going to go over here to the Kim Brewer, not Brewer, Beaver. Y'all, while I'm over here at the Kim Beaver, got a text message from Miss West today. He says he just passed a car on the, I don't know which highway it was. I don't know if it was the 10 or the or what, but he says that the license plate on it said that the license plate read MR space VADER.
Vader, VEDER.
Y'all, I did not know that Mr. Vader was out there in the San Diegos. But anyway, over at the Kim Beaver Lodge, y'all, we haven't heard from Kim in a while. I hope she'll give me a call this weekend because, you know, it is the holiday weekend and it's Arthur's birthday weekend. So, anyway. And happy birthday, Arthur. Remember, when you turn 50, your teeth start to crack, right? Sorry, Archer. Anyway, there's a picture over there of Miss Wes and her coxswain pain. And it was mentioned that I should... y'all, I think I talked about this already. In the picture of Big Fatty and his big teeth over there, y'all need to... If y'all don't go to Kim Beaver, and by Kim Beaver, I mean Kim Beaver's Lodge, then you need to go over there. Y'all, she hadn't posted anything since Monday. I hope she's okay. Hope she hadn't come down with some kind of sheep infestation or something like that. Maybe she's got a woolly beaver or something. I don't know. Anyway, y'all, I also got some e-letters. Let me go back over here now. I've got to go and look at the e-letter account because Ramble Redhead sent me a picture of a CD. As in, not a cross-dresser, but like a compact disc. And the title of it is Physical Fatness Fat Music Volume 3. Well, that's great, but I mean, what fucking music was on there? You know, was it Food, Glorious Food? Okay. Miss Kathy has written to me. And she says, and I think this is in response to the Daily Mike talking about enough of the Big Fatty Christmas card, reading the Christmas card. She says, I hope you have 64 biggest fan notes, and I hope you read and describe every one of them on the show. That's my response to the Christmas card humbug. I love my Big Fatty. By the way, look at my temperature here. Ooh. And y'all, I was scared to go to wherever it told me to go. So anyway, so Miss Kathy, stay warm. Let's see. What is this? Oh, that's the pudding shots. That's right. All right, I have that already. I've already talked about that one, y'all. There have been some questions about the number one listener contest, so I want to get into that right now. Y'all, Terry up there in the Chicagos of Tom and Terry fame, or Terry and Tom fame, he says, Big Fatty, this is not a contest entry, so stop counting now. Just to clarify, can we enter multiple times? The answer to that, Terry of Tom and Terry, is absolutely not. You know, now, there's two of you, so each of you can enter, but you can only enter one time, okay? There are so many reasons, he says, that why we're the number one listeners. And remember, it's going to be a random draw out of the colostomy bag. It's not what you write. It's the fact that you write something. And, you know, and you get mentioned and it's clever. Do we need to limit them to a single e-letter entry? Yes, because I'm not reading 25 words from 25 different... 25 individual words from 25 individual emails. Put it all in one email. So, does the subject line count as part of the 25 words? No, the subject line does not count as that. What about hyphenated words? If they are generally accepted as a hyphenated word, I'll count it as one word. But don't be making up shit. Are your nuts part of the prize package? If you are in my general area and you would like my nuts to be part of the prize package, or if we ever meet in person, you will be given the opportunity to take advantage of that part of the prize package. Unlike Anthony out there in the San Franciscos, who had his chance to reach up under Big Fatty's quilt and he didn't. So anyway, and then he says, just wondering, don't want to miss out on this very important and exciting contest. And he says it's really cold up there in the Chicagos. Well, hello, it's the Chicagos. Y'all, I've got some other entries, but I'm not going to read them today. I think I'm going to wait and read them on Monday. So, y'all, it's the perfect weekend. It's the perfect weekend to enter the Big Fatty number one fan contest. It's a long weekend. It's a holiday weekend because Monday is MLK Day, except in Virginia, and Archer said it was something else. It was MLK LMNOP or something like that day. I don't know. But it's a long weekend for a lot of you. It's a chance for you to sit down, write 25 words to the fat one. Tell me why you think you're the BFO's number one fan. I'm going to make the drawing, at halftime of the Super Bowl on February the 1st. That's when that show will post. There'll be an extra show. It's an extra show because that's a Sunday, y'all. That's Super Bowl Sunday. And, you know, BFO doesn't usually do a Sunday show. But it's extra. It's my gift to you. It's my gift to you for the one-year anniversarium. And Big Fatty's got big things planned for the anniversarium month. Let me just tell you. I'm not gonna let on to what they are. But needless to say, there are plans in the works. I just hope it doesn't get too cold for those plans to come through. I've mentioned that it's the leather weather this weekend on Friday night at the Patrick's Pub. So if you're going to be down here in the Charleston, come on out and enjoy a good spanking and a black and blue jello shot and, you know, a cocktail because, you know, the Tanqueray and Tonic at the Patrick's Pub is $5.50, and Big Fatty will generally tip $1.50 on those if I'm feeling good. Generally, I will tip. I put it on my credit card, and I usually have three beverages, and we'll give them a $20 bill and take the credit card back, and so that's a $3.50 tip for three drinks, and that's not bad. So, or is that cheap? No, that's 20%. Oh, okay, Gussie. Well, y'all, I know that it is David and Denver's birthday on Sunday, and it is Arthur's birthday on Tuesday, but actually his Tuesday will be our Monday, so send him a happy birthday on Monday so that he'll actually get it on his birthday on Tuesday or something like that. I don't know. And Arthur, I'm just going to take a moment here and welcome you to the 50 Club because it's great. You do have to start worrying about shatting yourself and your teeth breaking and all things like that. But remember, the best thing you can do is...
because, you know, he has to take the fiber every day.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.